Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
What's up, Kit? How you doing?
I tell you what's up. It's time for us to do some learning. That's right. Get them history books out.
You're the teacher?
Yeah, I'm the teacher. And you will sit down and listen, or I'm getting the ruler, and I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway,
teacher.
It's a very bad teacher. No one should ever let me teach anything, except for now, of course, because it's time for the state history.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, November 16th, 1952, in the Peanuts comic strip, Lucy first held a football for Charlie Brown. And let me tell you what this bitch did, all right? Let me tell you what this little Lucy
said. We all know.
Yeah,
we all know.
She pulled that football out from that poor Charlie Brown, all right? He just wanted to kick it. He wanted to feel like a superstar, like an NFL kicker. And no, what'd she do? She goes, yeah, Charlie Brown, I'll hold it for you. Why don't you come on, give it a kick? And then she yoinks it out, and she laughs. Oh man. Yeah.
What kind of a placeholder is this? Is this
Laces out, Lucy.
Laces out.
Obviously, it's one of the most recognizable scenes from Peanuts. I think you and I had a conversation before. You're not a big Peanuts fan, are you? You don't like the comics.
Not really. I don't think Charlie Brown is the greatest as everybody thinks it is. Why do people like this cartoon so much? It's cheesy. I don't know. It's old school.
Well, I think that's why it's very nostalgic. You know what I mean? Like, and for me, growing up,
we need to update. We need to evolve. We don't just need to hold on to Charlie Brown every damn Christmas.
The Charlie Brown Christmas. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. I mean, it's just, you got Snoopy. How do you not like Snoopy? Snoopy's an icon, man.
Snoopy, see, it's a dumb dog sleeping on top of his. You need to go inside of the dog thing. What are you doing? It's cold out. It's Christmas. You got Charlie Brown with his one hair on his head. I don't know. It's just
You got Pigpen. He's all stinky and dirty. You know.
It's just
you got Linus sitting there slamming the keys on that. You know, on that and that piano.
It's cartoons. It's like everybody gets around. It's like all cute, nostalgic around Christmas. And I get through like 5 minutes of the cartoon. I'm just like, God, he's just gonna go do something else.
Have you ever seen the SNL? Parody of
it's Charlie Brown's head just ridiculously.
Well, they did that, and then also they did one. It was a live action Charlie Brown, but they had Pacino playing Charlie Brown, and it was just it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. But no, I can kind of see where you're coming from. But for me, like it's not Christmas until I watch Brown Christmas, Peanuts Christmas.
You're gonna watch it by yourself, buddy boy.
And every time Lucy pulls that effing football out, I'm just like, God, you know what? Charlie Brown needs to stand up, punch her right in the face. All right, just punch Lucy right in the face. Yeah, Charlie Brown. I mean, for the poor kid, do you want to make a serial killer? You know how you do that? You do what everyone did to Charlie Brown. He got rocks for Halloween. Like, literally, adults just gave him rocks. That's how much they hated this guy.
Well, you saw what happened to Ray Finkel.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So, between the football and no respect and rocks on Halloween, Charlie Brown's going to end up murdering most of that town. That's what's going to happen.
See? Not a good cartoon.
All those parents went, wah, 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 wah. Done. Anyway. All right, so there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown. Your comedian for today is Isaac Whitty. We'll be back.